Birds are not real. You're listening to Backquote. I'm your host, Teresa Barnes, and this is episode number 145. We have some great content for you today. But first, before we move on to talk about the subject of today's episode, let's take a moment to talk about our sponsors. The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world but lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. Birds Are Not Real is a movement that seeks to spread the truth about birds, but it is not a parody movement that claims the U.S. government is genociding birds by releasing a virus to kill them. The group claims that real birds have been replaced by spy drones disguised as birds since 2001, and that authorities are hiding this fact from the American public. Birds, especially pigeons and turkeys, are believed to be the target of government drones, which have been monitoring the American population since 1959. The website claims the CIA took in 12 billion feathered refugees because the organization's director was upset that all the birds had pooped. This, in turn, caused a huge amount of pigeon droppings that would inevitably find their way into the hands of the U.S. government. The government spent millions of dollars on materials and labor while the birds were alive, built planes, and created advanced bird venom. In 1961, there were bird incidents, and pelicans showed similar symptoms, so we hated not just pigeons, but all birds. Some birds were washed ashore, some birds are alive and others are not. According to the group's website, Macondo claims that humor is only a means to reach people, and says that the true content may be humorous, but that they are trying to uncover an obvious truth that people simply have to acknowledge. Birds are not real, they have nothing to do with the fact that bird mounds are somehow a locator. In a recent tweet, a non-real birds fan wrote, "Why on earth do you need wires that go up into the sky to generate energy for your home?" Other followers appear to have been seriously shopping, with some people leaving comments trying to refute the claims, such as "birds are not real" and "it's not a real movement." If you accidentally touch a bird's egg or nest, you can be sure that parents will flee for fear of their young. Birds that are washed out of their nests by humans or other predators often leave their eggs and young in search of food, according to a nest survey by bird biologists. It's a bit more complicated than that. Birds are not reptiles at all, and not all birds, like all animals, are equally intelligent. If you are an intelligent bird, you cannot be a stupid bird, not even in the same way as a human, but in a different way. Whether Monique is upset or not, it is likely that a bird will attack her. If the only thing to really worry about is the bird population, then cats are probably the real enemy of birds. Federal law protects birds through the 1918 Migratory Bird Act, which protects them from birds of prey such as birds of prey, predators and predators of birds and mammals, and other animals. The Instagram account is run by a group of college students who bought the movement's merchandise and then realized the fake movement had no Ohio chapter. The real t-shirts are not shown in this article, but 20-year-old Peter has a picture of a bird crossed out with the words, "Birds are not real." Here in Shorewood, we have an activist trying to grab attention by hanging posters in his front yard that read, "The birds are not real." Macondo left a comment last month about the birds, and "they're not real," and "there isn't real Ohio," and "they're not real either." At first glance, the idea that birds are not real may seem absurd, but when you look at the fundamentals of the movement they lead, these three words lend them a lot of legitimacy. The birds are not real, Macondo says, and while it may be easy to dismiss the idea that birds are not real as untrue, espionage is very, very real. You may remember, you may not believe, or you may not even know, but birds are not real. Moscow, who is writing a book about pigeons, said, "Pigeons and pigeons belong to the scientific family of Columbidae. Strange as it may sound, birds are technically reptiles, but to put it in the right terminology, they are avian dinosaurs. The celurosaur, which is considered a close relative of the birds, and all other dinosaurs are not bird species. In fact, some birds were considered as coelurosaurs, such as birds of prey and other birds of the pterodactyla family. Ask the average paleontologist, who is familiar with the phylogeny of vertebrates, and he will probably tell you that birds are dinosaurs. In fact, the evidence largely supports the hypothesis that birds are a distant relative of Maniraptorans, not a direct ancestor of birds and dinosaurs. The presence of well-preserved fossil birds in the fossil record could cast doubt on the theory of a manic affinity for birds. Thank you all for joining us again on Backquote, it's been a pleasure. See you next time.